Hello, welcome to the Conflict Authority Podcast. This is a podcast about conflict, what it is, how it gets started, and the things that you can do to evolve greater control over the conflicts in your life. My name is Leo. I am your host. This is episode 11, Good Conflict. So we previously discussed good conflict way back in episode 1 when we were defining conflict. I'm going to define it again just to get us started. Good conflict, otherwise known or more technically known as cognitive conflict, is a conflict about systems and processes where everybody that is involved in the conflict gets along, they're willing to hear each other out, and they're all looking for a solution to the problem. In this episode, I want to discuss the realities of good conflict and why it doesn't happen as often as people think it should. I hear about good conflict all the time. It seems to be a hot topic among big business and government agencies. And of course, what organization wouldn't want all their people to get along and be able to argue about the right solution to problems that the company, that the organization, that the agency faces? Everybody wants to have good conflict. Good conflict is an awesome thing. That is, when it happens. The problem, from my perspective, seems to be that many companies do not understand what good conflict is, and how to facilitate it. I have seen, a few times now, a directive come out of human resources or from management explaining what they seem to think good conflict is and how we can all cultivate it on a personal level. To me, one of the more interesting things is these directives never seem to discuss the organizational aspects of cultivating good conflict. Now we know that there are people who have tendencies to be competitive, and there are people who have a tendency to be cooperative. This holds true for organizations as well. There are some organizations that foster a cooperative spirit within the organization, but it would be my guess that there are many, many more who foster a spirit of competitiveness. Now, there's nothing wrong with fostering a competitive environment within an organization, but it does have some drawbacks, especially if you're trying to cultivate good conflict. Now, in a cooperative environment, people know that they have to work together. They know that the organization values teamwork, and there's probably a tacit understanding that recognition is going to go to teams rather than individuals. This is a good environment to foster cooperation, to foster good conflict, because everybody knows what's expected of them, and the value of the organization is based on people working together. In an organization that fosters a competitive spirit, people work against each other. It's not teams that are recognized, but individuals. Because the organization values individual work above teamwork, it fosters effective conflict. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing because there are many organizations that this works for, but to come out and tell people that it is their personal responsibility to foster good conflict, it ignores the reality of that organization. I guess the moral of this story is that if you want to foster good conflict, cognitive conflict, you have to have a culture, an environment that fosters cooperation. Now, it is not impossible to cultivate good conflict in a competitive organization, but the organization, the environment, the culture, they don't make things any easier on the people trying to cultivate good conflict. Anyways, thank you for listening to my rant. If you have any specific questions or concerns that you would like me to address, follow me on Twitter at Leo Arbar, L-E-O-R-B-A-R, and we can strike up a conversation there.